Guru and Gauranga. Today, our sixth day also we completed our parikram without any obstacles. Today, our pilgrimage went to Deep Samir, Rasasthali Vanshivat, Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Gomatila at darshan of Radha Govind Devji. There, everything, the past tense, everywhere past tense must have been spoken about those places where you visited. Now, Vishnu Devat Maharaj, just Vishnu Devat Maharaj to speak. English.
Today we just said Deep Samir is a very wonderful place, and Sri Jaya Goswami has described it to be a body as Deep Samir is a very wonderful place, and Sri Jaya Goswami has described it to be a body as Shikami waiting for Shikami Rashka, and he had set up a very beautiful puja. He had decorated made of flower petals, and he was eagerly awaiting Shikami Rashka. And every time any leaf will drop in the puja, then even the sound of that leaf, you feel that Rashka is coming. And you would immediately rush out of the puja, see if Rashka has come. And then Jaduski Radhika becomes rejected back into the Kunjan. And it is eagerly awaiting Shikami Radhika. So that time one Sakhi of Radhika actually has decorated Radhika. And he is telling her that quickly to Amita, quickly go ahead and meet Krishna, because he is waiting you, waiting for you in the Kunjan. So this particular pastime took place in years ago. So there, seeing the Radha Krishna's sweet pastimes, seeing Radha Krishna's divine hand on the court, even the wind, even the breeze becomes intoxicated. And since the breeze has been intoxicated, it can't move very fast. So it slows down. So the lake is called Tears of Wind.
Yeah.
मदर का मैं कर लूंगा। कर रहे
First of all, I would like to offer my humble permission to my spiritual master, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Goswami. After that, Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Padastadara Satashita Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, I offer my humble permission to his lotus feet. After that, my respectable all the sannyasis and Vaishnavis, I'd like to offer my humble obeisances unto them. It's our great fortune, holy, under the subservience of the Vaishnavas, we have Brajmandal Parikrama. Today, we have visited many places under the guidance, of the Vaishnavas very nicely. To visit a place, we cannot behold any place to our eyes. Even Vrindavan, no one can see with the material eyes. And the places we have already visited cannot be understood with our material intelligence and eyes. And this Vrindavan Dham is transcendental. So a transcendental thing cannot be understood through this material intelligence and material eyes. Only through ears we can understand and realize and see. That's why we are hearing Harikatha from the Vaishnavas. We can know the glories of a certain place through the Harikatha. From whom we will hear Harikatha? From a very elevated, highly elevated Vaishnava. If we listen from them, and you can realize it. If we from faith, if we listen from the elevated Vaishnava, then the real Swarupa of the Dham will be manifested in our heart. That's why Vrindavan, wherever we have visited, we today visited Vamshivat. Krishna did Ram with 100 crores of gopis there. We got the fortune to listen about the Ras Leela. Krishna did with 100 crores of gopis. You say that this Ras Leela, this is not an ordinary Ras. But what is Ras? Ras is a rasa. Rasa means happiness. There is not a less change of worldly happiness there. It's an inferior leela. There is not a less change of inferior rasa in this Ras Leela. All the rasa is transcendental. Krishna did rasa along with 100 crores of gopis. That is the amorous pastime of Krishna. That's why Krishna said, oh Jivas, you are suffering in this material existence, in this forest fire of material existence. You don't suffer anymore. You come back to my abode. Krish Dhatu, the grammatical terminology, Krish Dhatu means to attract. So Krishna always attracts all the Jivas, and he attracts to his eternal abode, which is completely drowned with happiness, eternal happiness. So through his flute, sound of flute is always attracting the Jivas to his abode. So under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, we got the chance to visit all these places. So if we follow their instructions and we do this parikrama, our life will become successful. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell us that those who don't follow the subservience, they can never perform sadhana bhajan. So by following their guidance, following their subservience, we can perform bhajan. By our own will, by our own desire, we cannot attain anything. We cannot perform bhajan. We cannot understand anything about the bhajan if we try to do something at our own will. So this is a great fortune that there is another plus point that we are getting the association of a very elevated Vaishnava. We should not think that by our own will in this life we are attaining Vaishnava Sangha. We should not think like that. We should not think like that. We are getting Vaishnava association out of so many sukritis of our previous life. So, if we follow their guidance only, then we can become adhikari, eligible for performing bhajan. That's why Guru Maharaj is telling me that if we consider we have committed so, we have performed so many pious activities and we have accumulated so much security, that's why we are, because this lifetime we are doing Hari Bhajan, and if we give up the subservience of the Vaishnavas, then we'll fall down, and that's why we should always, under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, we should listen Hari Katha and we should serve them. And we have already heard about Dhir Samir, so being there in their guidance, we will listen more and more, and we will make our lives successful. Bancha Bhagavan.
What's your holy name?
मुझे कुछ परेशानी है, मुझे परेशानी तो ऊंची तक तो बोलते
Nearby to Bhamshivas, which is considered to be the Radha Stali, the place where Sri Krishna performed Radha Sila, which is the love of Brahma Gopis. So nearby to there is the place of Gopishwar Mahadevi. We visited that temple just prior to going to Bhamshivas. So it's described that she, Lord Shiva, but the original form of Lord Shiva, who is called Sanashi, is the transcendental manifestation of Sri Krishna, in the transcendental spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, and he is actually Vishnu Tattva. So Lord Shiva and Parvati, within this world, are extensions of that original Sanashi, and Lord Shiva himself is an eternal devotee of Sri Krishna, and he is always continually meditating upon the pastimes of Sri Krishna in the form of his Ashtakali Lila in 8 different time periods of the day, 24 hours of the day. So Lord Shiva is very attracted to Sri Krishna Lila and is completely absorbed in him. So when Sri Krishna was performing this Lila of attracting the gopis by playing his flute at Bhamshivas, and all the gopis came there, and Krishna was going to dance Rasa. So Lord Shiva Mahadev, he wanted to also come and witness that. So therefore he came nearby to that place. But when he came there were various attendant gopis who were guarding the area of the Rasamandir, and they told him, no, no, you cannot enter here, because you are in male form. There is only one male in this Rasa Lila, and that is Sri Krishna himself. So only other persons that can enter here are gopis, in female form, who are eternal devotees of Krishna. So then Lord Shiva, he said, well, how then they are able to enter Rasa? And then they told him, if you worship Parvati Govindaya Devi, then you may be benedicted to be able to witness this Rasa Lila. So then, Lord Shiva, he went to the banks of the Brahmaputra. We also went to Brahmaputra today. And so Lord, at that place, Lord Shiva began to pray to Parvati Govindaya. And then Krishna for arranging all of his pastimes in the Raj. So now she came there and she asked Mahadev, what is your desire? And he said, oh, I want to be able to witness this Raj Leela, this most transcendental manifestation, which is the topmost manifestation of Sri Krishna's Leela. So then she told him, oh, you cannot witness in this form. Therefore, I'm going to give you a gopi form. And at that time, she took Lord Shiva and she submerged him in the waters of Brahmapur. When Lord Shiva came out of the water, he had a very beautiful, divine, transcendental cowherd girl form of a gopi. And now, very happily, Lord Shiva proceeded to go where the Rajputana was. Yogamaya Devi gave him a very hidden place nearby to where the Rajputana was taking place, a very secret kunja. So now, there, Lord Shiva was situated and he was watching the Rajputana dance as it was going on, the beautiful singing and dancing of all the gopis and Sri Krishna. But at that time, the gopis, they began to feel that there was something not up to the highest standard of tasting God. So they thought, oh, there must be some kind of outsider nearby. And then they searched in that nearby wood, and there they saw this beautiful young gopi, which they had never seen before. So they approached her with a group of gopis, they surrounded her, and they said, oh, who are you? What is your name? But Lord Shiva had not been given any of the transcendental items of the spiritual body, which are describing name, form, dress, etc. He had not been told these things by the Yogamaya Purvani. So when they asked him these questions, who are you? What is your name? What is your husband's name? Where is the village that you live? Who is your father-in-law? And then he simply, in the form of a beautiful gopi, he simply smiled and looked here and there. Now the gopis became very concerned, because sometimes demons and asuras, they take different forms and shapes and try to enter into Krishna's pastimes to disturb. So now they caught this gopi and they did kulcha. Now punching the cheek of this gopi, now the gopi's cheeks were becoming so reddish. And the gopi was crying out for Yogamaya Purnamasi. And Yogamaya Purnamasi now became her heart melted for Lord Shiva. She came there. And she told all the other gopis, oh, actually, I am telling this meditation. This is Lord Shiva Mahadev. I have given him this benediction in the body of a gopi and he may be able to witness the Rasa Leela. So you kindly give him your mercy. So then, all the gopis agreed, and Lord Shiva was situated in the northeast corner of the entire Rasa Mandala, where he is situated to this very day. And there, he is guarding the entrance to the Rasa Leela. So therefore, if someone desires to enter into the Rasa Leela of Radha and Krishna, and their eternal associates, there is only one way, and that is through the mercy of Lord Shiva. He has been given that position to protect the Rasa Mandala. So therefore, our acharyas like Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Gauranga Goswami, they have indicated that the gopis, they used to also worship Lord Shiva to remain the association of Krishna and the Rasa Leela. And Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has written Pranam Mantra. Krishna, Rudhe, And what this means is that the gopis are the Nishvara of Lord Shiva, and he is the gopis of Krishna in this Rasa Leela. So he is the protector of Raja Vrindavan, and without him, no one can attain his praise for Krishna. Prema, Prayasya, so he is the giver of divine Krishna praise. Therefore, we always worship Lord Shiva Mahadev. Srila Gurudev has also installed a very beautiful murti and Sri Rupanatha Goyama of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So therefore, we are all following the footsteps of our Guru and Sampradaya and worshipping this form of Lord Shiva.
You don't speak. You're reading and writing so much, but you're not able to speak. Madhav Maharaj. I offer my innumerable obeisances. Thereafter, present all the sannyasis, Vaishnavs, all my friends, Vaishnavs, I offer my appropriate respects. Sadhguru has ordered me to speak something on Govindev ji. You must have heard, but whatever I heard from Srila Gurudev, I just try to remember those words and repeat. When Brajendranath Shyamsundar is riding in Braj, Ashwajati Bhavi, especially that Madhur Ras, who have not been able to taste Madhur Ras, Srimati Radha, who have not been able to taste Radha Rani's behalf, taking the complexion and mood of Radha Rani, Brajendranath Shyamsundar himself came as Satyanandana Gaudhari in this world, incarnated in this world. After taking this incarnation, he did some things on his own and something he did through his associates. Like Sri Rupa Goswami, he made the general and sent him to Braj and he ordered him to manifest the lost holy places, to publish the Bhakti Granth and to publish the etiquette granth about the etiquette of the Vaishnav and to manifest the deities. So we hear Six Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srijiv Goswami, and Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. All these six Goswami, all these four orders that Mahaprabhu had given, they did something to contribute to these orders. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also did some things. That's why he's known as the seventh Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, wandering in Raj, performing parikram, he saw once that there is a cow, and every day he goes on a hillock at a certain place, and from her udders automatically milk falls from her udders, and when the milk flows on the earth, she goes away from this place. 2-3 days he saw this continually. Then another one day, after 2 days, he saw a Brahmin, young Brahmin boy, And the Brahmin boy asked, why are you seeming so disturbed? And he says, Yogeshwar Rupa Goswami, I am searching for Govind Dev Ji. Oh, this Goma Tila, that Goma Tila, every day the cow is coming there and she gives milk to this on the top of the hillock and goes away every day. You go and search there. When he went there, he saw really that there was some sort of a hole there. The Brajavasi, then they begin to search on this very place and then they obtain the Govindaji deity. This Brahmin was nobody else but Srila Govindaji himself. As a Brahmin came here and gave this instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami. He manifested Srila Govindaji deity and there his service and temple was established. That cow which was coming and on this hillock on which he used to come, that is why it is known as the cow, go and tila hillock, that is why it is known as Goma Tila. That was a hillock in those days, that was known as Goma Tila. Like this he manifested the deity of Govind Dev Ji. And about Govind Dev Ji, Srila Rupa Goswami writes, if suppose somebody wants to have relationship with his family member, with his friend, then should not have darshan of Govind Dev Ji in this bhajan. If you want to have relationship with your family members, then don't go to Keshi Garden and have darshan of Govind Dev Ji. Why? Because, in these words, there Govind Dev Ji is there. He's standing there in free bent form. And whoever has darshan of this, all will be, everything for him will be destroyed. Actually, what Srila Rupa Goswami is saying is, all the living entities, if you want to have success in your life, you should definitely go to Govind Dev Ji. Then only your life will be successful. Go to Keshi Ghat and have darshan of Govind Dev Ji. In Braj he remained, Srila Rupa Goswami, and did so many tasks. His highest book, Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, Lalit Madhav, Vidag Madhav, there are so many scriptures that he wrote. Amongst them, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu, he has defined all the definitions that there are, were about bhakti. They are all in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. So this says that all the bhakti that there are, bhava bhakti, anand bhakti, whatever types of definitions are there, Srila Rupa Goswami has written in this scripture, and whatever he has come to perform, his task, Chaitanya Manitha Sabitamya Bhutale, Mahaprabhu, why did he come to this world? To distribute prem ras, to taste prem ras, and to distribute ragmar, bhakti. Whatever his internal heart's desire were, prem ras nirya, he has three desires. Radha prem mahima, to taste the glories of Radha's prem, and to give ragmar. Which ragmar? Dasaras, of Satsaras, of Vatsalaras, which ragmar he wanted to give? To describe, Srila Rupa Goswami describes, Anarthas Charan Charan, Charanamaya Vartanam. Anarthas Charan Charan, that which has not been given for a very, very long time. Before this, Mahaprabhu came in one day of Brahma, one day earlier, since that time, for very long time, this had not been given in charity. Samarpiyatum, to give completely, to give all, everything in complete, which? Unnat Ujjwal Rasam. Unnat Ujjwal Ras, the topmost ras. That is not, jivas are not qualified for this, so what he gives? Unnat Ujjwal Ras for Bhakti Shriyam. Who is Atra Akrik? Dasya is also there, Sakya is also there, mother, father is also there. They are all of their his own. But who is the most beloved dear of his own? Srimati Radharani, his associate, her associate, who are also known as the Manjaris. To give that mood, he came, Mahaprabhu wanted to come, came to give this Srila Rupa Goswami path. Through Srila Rupa Goswami and through other Goswamis, he has distributed this on the entire this planet. And because of giving this, Mahaprabhu, about Rupa Goswami, these words have been spoken. gave Sri Rupa Goswami, later on Das Goswami in other scriptures also, he gave the same mood. In this world, Mahaprabhu, why did he come? The glories of Mahaprabhu would have remained hidden. We heard through Gurudev earlier, Yankali Rupa Sharir, this is very beautiful. Bhajan Gurudev says, our aim is, our goal is to achieve Bhava Bhakti. We have to perform sadhan for that. For sadhan, we have to take, in Upadeshamrita, he has described the different stages of bhajan. Till the end stage of bhajan, he has described. The Bhagavan's names, rule, qualities, pastimes, etc. All his names that there are, every name has a pastime hidden. He has just not named out of hollowness. All these names have come from some pastimes. Then if he has names, then also he must have a form. All the forms that Lord has, there are, one is Mathuramaya, which is worshipped by the queens of Mathura, one through Brahmaji, what is worshipped, and one which is described by the gopis. There are many qualities of his also. His pastimes, what one has to do, in elaborately, he should perform kirtan and then tadanuragi. Those who are his associates, those who are dear to him, you should remain in subordination to them, take their guidance, and then you should perform your bhajan. Before that, we heard from Paritak Maharaj, he said that without taking guidance of the senior devotees, one cannot perform bhajan. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has shown that under the guidance, you have to be subordinate to the Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Kevalam. He has repeated it 3 times. Similarly, he has repeated that without subordination to the exalted devotees, we can perform bhajan. If there is no guidance, then bhajan is not possible. We can perform kirtan on our own? No, it's not possible. First, through the mouth of the Vaishnavas and Guru, we should hear and then we will be able to perform kirtan. So, under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas, we should recite, and only then we will be able to attain this bhakti. Actually, under Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, we should serve Mahaprabhu. We should also, we be fortunate to go on this way. May we be able to Madhura Kadamini. Srila Vishnu Shurade Thakur saying, bhakti is such a thing which is absolutely independent, that even a very sinful person with all that qualities may be a very, very lusty person also, like Bilva Mangal. When he starts bhakti, then by the effect of bhakti, all his lust and other anarth are removed. The Bhagavad Shloka is showing, establishing this point. Karma, Yoga, Jnana, all these practices, if lust or some other anarthas remain for a follower of this person, or somebody who is not following it properly, the person who is following this process will be destroyed. If he is not able to follow it, maybe he is a Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi. That is why, first of all, After performing Gyan Yoga, he purifies himself, then he attains liberation on the path of Bhakti. It is not like this. On the path of Bhakti, even though a person may be lusty, lust means that he has desire for material enjoyment and all other sinful activities one may be performing, but still he is qualified for performing Bhakti. Prani Matradi, all living entities, in whatever stage he may be in, may be as simple as Ajami, may be as fallen as Jagai Madhai, or maybe he has many other sinful activities that he is performing. But by following the limbs of Bhakti gradually, the independent Bhakti Devi manifests in his heart, appears in his heart, and very soon it removes all the faults residing in this person. This writer of the scripture is establishing this point, quoting through various scriptures. The first limb of the dawn of Bhakti is Shraddha. May he be sinful, may he be lusty, but first he develops Shraddha. Shraddha means to have faith in the words of Shastras and the exalted. So, first he develops a desire to serve Krishna. Oh, I want to serve Krishna. And the...
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls,
and it removes all the material desires or lusty desires of the person. Those who believe this, they are deep, sober. Who don't believe this, who don't have faith in this, they are foolish, offensive, according to the Shastras. That is why before the heart disease is removed, Parabhakti manifests and appears in the heart, and through this, the effect of this Parabhakti, all the material desires are removed. Heart disease means lust, kam. What to speak about this remaining there? Even a very fallen person, very simple person also, when he performs bhajan, he should be understood to be a sadhu, a saintly person. Apichet sudhuracharo. Mr. Prabhu, battery is low, I'm sorry. Telephones. Even a very sinful person, if bhajate maam ananya bhag, if he is performing one-pointed bhakti to me, what means ananya bhag? Krishna is my only worshipable, nobody else. And except for the pleasure of the Lord or for the service of the Lord, he does not do any other thing. If a person has such mentality, maybe he is a very fallen person, still he should be considered a sadhu. If somebody says that he is committing so many sinful acts, in that proportion he is a fallen person. And in what proportion he is doing some pious activities, welfare activities, he is considered to be that much a pious or saintly person? No, this is refuted. This is my order, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, that he is not a sinful person, he is a saintly person, a sadhu. Shipram Bhavati Dharmata. Shipram Bhakti Dharmatma. He very soon becomes a religious, pious person, Ajamil, he chanted his son's name. He was, actually he was calling his son in ignorance. Shiprambhav, what happened? Shiprambhav the Dharma. He got the association of the Bhagavan's associates and whatever sinful acts that he was performing, he left and he went to Haridwar and performed bhajan to the Lord and went away back to the Lord's abode. So, he is considered a Paramdharmatma. My devotee never perishes, na pranashati. He is never destroyed. If I say it may be false, people may not believe it. It's telling to Arjuna to repeat these words. Now, further it is said, about bhakti, it is being repeated here. What is bhakti? How? What are its characteristics? Kleshagni Shubhata, Moksha Laguta, Sudurlabha, Salananda Sheshatma. These are the six symptoms or progressive stages of bhakti. First, it is said Kleshagni. If Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilashita Shunya, if this is started, then wherever Shraddha appears, then the bhakti begins. Whatever different types of klesh, disturbances are there in this world, to become old, disease, unhealthy, again and again taking birth, death, all these are removed. And all types of shubh, all types of shubh appears in his life. Auspiciousness appears in his life. All the klesh are, disturbances are destroyed. Shubhada, all the auspiciousness that there is, he attains. Maybe it is Vaidhi Bhakti, maybe it is Raganuga. It may be any of the two. Kleshagni Shubhada, these two symptoms manifest in one who is performing such bhakti. What is klesh? And what is Shubhada? Here it is being described in details.